Asian Station.
Masala FM Asian Station. But anyone can listen.
Hold the beat, stop the beat, drop the beat.
Masala FM live in the loo. Hot and fast and stays with you.
Masala FM.
Kick it.
Masala FM. You know an ethnic pun and we'll play it.
Yeah, in case you ain't guessed, you tuned into the most happening noise on the airwaves. Masala FM, East London's premier Asian radio station, covering the whole of East London. And you've just heard the finalists in our Masala FM new jingle competition. So ring in with your vote and make me a happy Punjabi. Chilling, man, wicked. Yeah, woo, you're listening to Maz Mazu, the original Bhangra Muffin.
Rez, open up the switchboard, man. And check the echo. I sound like I'm talking to myself in a toilet.
Hey, Maz, that'd be good for the jingle competition. Masala FM, talking to myself in a toilet. Don't know how I'm supposed to do my job on the set reject from Doctor Who. Of course, if we had a DC 2000...
If we got a computerised board, you'd be out of a job, Rez, my man. So stop whinging. It's the personalities that keep this place going. Can't replace Maz Mazu with a computer.
Not unless you fed it a real enough virus.
Shanta, we're on the air, Yar. A red light usually means stop, halt, no paseo.
Not when I've been unlucky enough to ride in your Ford Cortina, Maz.
Oh, ha, bleeding ha. Just turn your volume down a mo and watch a pro at work.
Woo! Yeah! If you vote for the winning jingle, your name may be picked out at random by our sophisticated electronic switchboard and you could win the Mataji of all prizes, a ticket for the hot concert at Wembley this weekend. Yeah, that hunky Bollywood film hero Johnny Muscles Patel is in town. He's star of such classic Hindi movies like Mare Kung Fu Disco Hero Hair and Hello Mr. Motorbike.
Woo! So, you didn't take up my suggestion for the prize then?
Call me populist, but I don't think a free pass to an examine your own uterus class is much of a bait.
It was a free health checkup at a well woman clinic, you prat. A lot more useful to an Asian housewife than a date with a singing chest wig.
Hey, we're a community radio station, not a self-help clinic.
Community, yeah. We're supposed to inform, not just entertain. Oh, God, what's the use?
Hey, sorry. Anyway, how come our hotshot investigative journo is gracing us with her presence? Is fascism finally dead and you're out of a job?
No, but you might be. Our great leader, Mr. Ram Deep and Crispy Krishna, wants to see all of us in the green room in five. Something about snips and trims. And as he's still bald and ugly, I don't think he's talking about a haircut.
I can't lose this job. I'm the voice of dispossessed Haitian youth. The kids on the street, they'll riot. The bands that can't get played anywhere else will fold.
And your mum's gonna kill you.
I know.
Woo! Yeah, and that was Shanaz with a hit.
You try to arrange my marriage and I'll rearrange your face. A kicking sound I played at the Bungle Beat Club last night. Just time to read out a few requests from yesterday's gig.
Dear Maz, we love you. Hey, join the queue, girls.
What's the names here? Rina and Tina Safri from 44 La Burnham Drive, Harrow.
I remember you two admiring the leg rests on the back seat of my car. Anyway, they say, don't read this out, because our parents think we're at home and we've got five brothers who do kung fu except for the two in prison.
Rez, hit the time delay, Rez.
Sorry. Oh, my God, there's a call coming through. Shall I...
Yes.
Woo! And we've picked a winner from our hundreds of jingle competition callers. Hi, caller. What would you say to a date with Johnny Muscles Patel?
I'd say you're going to get your legs broken. I'm one of the Safri brothers. You just disgraced our sisters on the radio. We're going to get you, Maz Mazu.
Rez, stick an ad car on.
Mr. Krishna's deep and crispy corn oil, full of nutrients for all the family. Yes, recent research has shown that deep frying even the most ordinary foods in deep and crispy corn oil helps your kids grow taller and pass exams at the first attempt. So come on, mums, don't be responsible for ruining your kids' future prospects. Give them a fry up and say, hooray for deep and crispy.
Ah, I see they're playing my song. What is the point of owning this place if I can't plug my own products, hmm? As my dear matey Jeffrey Archer said to me at the Mason's Bring and Buy sale, Mr. Krishna, he said, or Chris as he calls me, there is no such thing as too much publicity. and he should know, So please, before we start, if you'd like to help yourselves to these free T-shirts with the Deep and Crispy Corn Oil logo on the front. I should mention the T-shirts go with your job.
Talking to yourself again, Shantabeti. I'll give you one of my self-help tips. It's called You're Not Mad, It's Just This Crazy Country We Live In.
Oh, hi, Auntie G. You haven't missed much yet. Oh, that's an amazing outfit you're wearing.
Oh, yes, I felt it was a lime green and puce sari day somehow. What's Mr. Deep and Crispy bothering us with now?
Rumour is he wants to cut our already measly wages so he can pay for yet another jacuzzi in Tory central office.
Wages? What I get barely keeps me in slingbacks. I do this agony auntie business because our people need me.
Right, yeah, community before profits.
They don't want to confess all to some liberal social worker who will call them culturally backward and tell our children to get drunk in discos to find themselves.
God, yeah, the preservation of culture. I mean, that's what we're about.
You better not sack me. Without my personal appearances and tape sales, I'll be bloody broke. I better go and kiss Crispy's bottom. Oh, hello, Khalid, sweetie. Oh, Khalid is here, ladies. Don't all dribble at once.
Khalid, nice to meet you at last. I hear your late-night show's getting bags of fan mail.
Almost embarrassing, really. Can't think why. My wife still calls me Paunchy. But may I say how elegant you look today, Shantabeti. A lotus blossom kissed with dew.
Oh, you really mean it too, don't you?
Yeah, yes, of course. Oh, free T-shirts. My daughters will love those. Excuse me.
Oh, God. Send me a decent available Asian man, please.
All right, Shanta. What's up?
I've just found out that God's got a sense of humour. Maz, you look awful. What's wrong?
Shanta, somebody rang.
I think everyone's here apart from Sunny, my wife, who is, of course, in Bombay, preparing her very popular weekly report, Letter from Bollywood.
Actually, she's committing adultery with a local taxi driver, but don't say anything, Betty.
People, popular is the key word today. As you know, Masala FM is now the top class, number one leading Asian radio station in East London.
It's the only Asian radio station in East London, isn't it?
Exactly. So as my dear friend Michael Portaloo says, we have a monopoly and we must flog it to death.
Very good.
I've got to tell somebody.
I want scoops. I want scandals. I want Masala FM to have more action and unexpected costume changes than a Hindi film.
Shanta, listen, just now.
So in short, by the end of today, each one of you must have created history on the airwaves by just being bolder. Khalid, in your romance show, what about starting a matrimonial phone-in? Set people up and then get them to ring in when they've scored.
But sir, my wife and daughters listen to my show.
And that's another thing. Don't mention you're married. It ruins the ratings. Auntie G, you're too soft on the sad losers who ring you up. Try making them cry. It works for Oprah Winfrey.
I suppose you want my weight to fluctuate and talk about my father's toilet habits as well, huh?
Yes, good. You've got the idea. Shanta, as for the news...
I've already got a perfect scoop, Mr. Krishna. The new immigration bill is its first reading today, and I thought...
No. You will go to Heathrow and meet Johnny Muscles Patel off his plane and try to get him to wear a Deep and Crispy T-shirt.
I don't believe this.
Shanta...
This is bloody censorship.
I need...
And as for you, Mazmazoo, what is your proper name, by the way?
Hey, what?
I want you out on the street doing vox pops with the young people. Get them to swear if you can manage it.
I'm not going anywhere. Someone rang up just now and threatened to kill me.
Excellent. That is your first Vox Pop questionnaire. Is revenge sweeter than justice? Or maybe a more positive angle. How to have fun under a fatwa. Must fly nibbles and dips with the chief constable. And remember, people, I will be listening.
If you're not
all you regular Masala FM listeners know me as a caring, sharing, feely-touchy kind of agony auntie. But due to a management directive, there will be no more Claire-Rayner lovey-shovey kind of crap from me. I'm afraid from now on, it's major big helpings of tough love from Auntie G. Come in caller number one. Mrs. Ram from Bethnal Green.
Yes, Auntie G. I'm scared of going out. And my husband thinks I should see up a psychiatrist.
Nonsense. We never had psychiatrists back in the Punjab. We made our own entertainment with a mango and a stick. So make like some curtains and tidy yourself together. Caller number two. Mr. X from Myland.
Yeah, Auntie G. What should a guy do if another guy insults his sisters in public?
Oh, you macho men. Always worrying about your women's honor whilst you run around with blonde Barbie types attached to your crotches. You let your sisters alone and worry about more important things like personal hygiene and getting an O-level.
But the guy took them into his car. We found bits of fake leopard skin stuck to my sister's skirts.
The man in question has furry seat covers. Disgusting. Then hunt him down like the dog he is.
Great. So you can tell Maz Mazoo the Safari brothers are on their way over. Thanks for your help.
I want to be a pilot.
I want to get a mortgage. I want to be in an advert that isn't about bloody curry.
Whatever you want, as long as you fit into our audience research statistics, we'll help you get it. But don't expect bleeding miracles. We're only an insurance company, not God, okay?
Taxi! What am I doing? Taxi my bum. Bus stop, Shanta. Oh, Maz! What did you sneak up on me for like that? Why are you wearing a toupee?
It was a false beard before you ruined my chances of fatherhood. I'm trying to avoid being beaten up, and you're not helping.
Well, if you will sneak up on a lone woman like that, it's lucky I wasn't concentrating, or I could have paralysed you in one simple yet effective move using just two fingers on my left hand.
Yeah, I've had that from girls quite a lot. The two-finger defence tactic.
Oh, my bus. Hang on, wait! Oh, now look what you've done. What are you doing following me around anyway?
You got the ewer.
Well, yes. It is useful to carry around recording equipment when one is trekking across London to get a meaningless interview with a sad has-been film star.
But I need it. I've got to do these stupid sodding vox pops. Preferably in my back garden so I don't bump into any angry brothers.
Well, tough, I got it first.
You don't understand. My life's in danger.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Anyway, you're in disguise.
Hey, Maz Mazoo, innit? Good programme, man.
Safe, man. Kicking. Wicked.
You know Safi Brothers after you. Better make a will.
All I wanted to do was play music. Have fun.
Well, all those girls wanted to do was have a good time without upsetting their parents. Everyone does it. Everyone's parents turn a blind eye, but no. No, you had to turn it into a chapter of the Kama Sutra.
Listen, they followed me into my car. I did nothing. It was their choice. And anyway, I'm a DJ, not a social worker. Why am I responsible for them?
Yeah, and I'm a journalist who happens to be Asian, but we work for an Asian station and we are responsible whether we like it or not. Come on, then. You can do your vox pops at Heathrow. No one's going to jump you in the middle of Terminal 3.
Oh, Shanta, you're solid woman. Sound, safe.
A thank you would have done. God, we better jump on a tube. This traffic. Well, it's a solid, actually, man.
Spice up your life with Masala FM, your only local Asian station.
Riz, sweetie, is my husband here?
Oh, hi, Sonny. No, Mr. Krishna has left the building, as they say.
As who says? Oh, God, never mind. Spare me your charming Cockney London wit. These London cabby chappies have been ramming it down my throat all day. What the hell's the matter with you?
Nothing. I'll just clear this up.
Everyone in this damn country is so tense and hung up, yar. God, I wish I was back in Bombay.
Bombay? Letter from Bombay. That's why you're here. You're not in Bombay, you're here.
Just put me in the studio and leave the window open. Hey presto, instant Bombay. And find me another gin while you're at it. And not a word to my hubby. He thinks I'm arriving tomorrow and I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Hi, Style Cats. It's me, Sunny Krishna, reporting live and on the spot from Bombay, telling you what's hot and cool in the film capital of India.
Get Gifts of 99 in a mibby, yeah?
See, so send us last night.
As I said, here we are in the English quarter of Bombay. And now I'm moving inside to a rich friend's gracious apartment. God, I need this. Anyway, good news on the fashion world, ladies. Hemlines on kameezes are up, 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 all the way to the knee, with a side split revealing a daring expanse of trouser waistband. Anyway, film news, yeah. Don't you just love Johnny Muscles Patel? That's what I call a real man. I mean, not that my husband isn't a...
Why do you fool yourself, Sonny? You deserve better.
Anyway, film news. Yeah, I'm having dinner with Johnny Muscles Patel in his big Bombay house later on tonight. How's that for a scoop? And I'm gonna tell you all about it next week.
Read this!
Thanks, sweetie. Apparently, we're going over to a news flash. Shanta is live at Heathrow, waiting for Johnny Muscles Patel to land.
Masala FM.
Oh, my God.
News flash!
Yes, I'm Shanta Basin, reporting live from Heathrow Airport for Masala FM. Well, Johnny Muscles Patel isn't here yet, although there are literally dozens of fans pacing the airport, hoping for a glimpse of the, star. And when he does finally touch British soil, you will hear him first live on Masala FM.
Hard at work, Shanta. Top hole.
Oh, Mr. Krishna, I didn't expect to see you here. Checking up on me.
Can't stop, my dear. I've hired out the Air India Executive Lounge for a major press conference. Ah, Auntie G, how are we doing?
Press conference?
Well, I've wiped down all the chairs and checked the cocktail sausages for beef or pork, so I think we are all ready.
But I thought...
But I thought, why waste great photo and TV opportunity? So I've called in a few favours. TV news and half of Fleet Street will be there.
TV. Fleet Street.
And flight AI-454 from Bombay has just landed at gate 5.
Oh, that's his flight. Come along, Mr. Ram. They say he stuffs his flares with a stage cucumber, but I think I should see for...
Masala FM. You know an ethnic pun and we'll play it.
Excuse me, sir. Maz Mazu from Masala FM. Just thought I could...
Sorry, I've got a plane to catch.
Maz. Oh, Maz. I've been looking for you.
Yeah, all right. I have the tape machine for your precious interview. I'm not getting anywhere with the Vox Pops.
I don't think I can do this interview.
Hey? Why not?
Well, if I do it, the press will see a soppy Asian tart fondling a fat has-been film star. And if I don't do it, I'll become the soppy Asian woman who's not professional enough to do her job as a journalist. Can't win.
Oh, forget about how you're seen. How do you feel? Oh, come here.
Shanda... Is this man hassling you?
Jocasta! Oh, hi. No, it's all right. I know him.
Well, that's his maybe, but you know most women are attacked by someone they know.
What are you doing here anyway?
I'm off to Tuscany. I did leave a note about it on the communal news board.
Nice to be able to afford a holiday.
It's actually a friend's place in the poor part of the region. No pool. I mean, it's more of a hovel, really.
Oh, you're slumming it. That's okay,
Maz. Then. Oh, don't feel embarrassed, Shanda. I know your cultural conditioning forces you to make allowances for your men. I don't want to add your oppression, sweetie. See you next week. Ciao.
Why do you put up with those crazy bloody...
What? Go on. Spit it out. Feminists.
I was gonna say, middle-class posers living off their daddy's money and using you as their ethnic passport to street cred. But feminist is shorter.
Oh, so that's it. It's because my flatmates are white. You're not a sexist. You're a racist. I'm so relieved.
Oh, come on. They're using you and you don't see it. I mean, what have you got in common with them?
Oh, about as much as you've got with the homeboys on the Brixton front line. But that doesn't stop you pretending you're black, does it?
That's how the kids out there chat. At least I'm in touch. At least I actually mix with other Asians.
You're as Asian as a Sharwood's cooking sauce. You don't even speak Punjabi properly.
Oh, and you do. Is this some kind of contest? I mean, how come you win it over me?
Because I have a political framework.
You have a brown skin and you work for an Asian radio station. Snap. That's what everyone else sees. After that, you write your own history, baby.
Thought I could talk to you.
I thought you'd understand.
Oh, he's. I could give him one. He's so gorgeous.
You are Ms. Mazu, aren't you?
Oh, the very same.
You can call me Mrs. Safri. And please, meet one of my frozen chickens.
Wow!
So you think you can insult my sons and daughters on your filthy radio show? You take that.
Ow! Oh, please, Mrs. Safri. Ow! Stupid God, boy. You're strong. Ow!
Hold the beat. Stop the beat. Drop the beat.
Masala FM, live in the loo. Hot and fast and stays with you. Masala FM.
Johnny,
Johnny, we love you.
Johnny, we love you. He's so gorgeous.
Johnny, old boy, welcome to England.
Ah, Ram, you old bastard. Nice welcome you got me. Any skimply clad maidens on offer?
Only me. Shall I undo a couple of buttons on my cardigan?
No. Thank you. Most sweet. Let's get the interview over with, huh? Then let's hit town. Here, your wife around?
No, thank God. My club then, Stringfellows, a deal?
Oh, that would be marvellous. Oh, good job I brought a change of thermals. Ah, here comes our star journalist, Shanta Beti.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mr. Patel.
Enchanted. Hey, had her yet, your old dog?
Let's get started. Livelink to the studio is all set up, Shanta. If you two would take your place on the stage.
Masala FM.
Oh, my God.
Useless!
Good afternoon. Shanta Basin here, live with the news for Masala FM. And the big story of the day is that there were riots in Parliament at the second reading of the government's new draconian immigration bill, whose measures include virginity tests for the over 60s and a test paper on the subplots of neighbours. That was the real news I was hoping to bring you live from Westminster, but instead I'm here at Heathrow interviewing a muppet in a white flared suit called Johnny Muscles Patel.
Hello to all my fans. Ram, what's a muppet?
Well, Johnny, I'm sure all your fans, and by that I mean these few sad women present who have nothing better to do than project their emptiness onto a relic of the 70s.
Pardon me?
Well, what they and I want to know is why you have a gratuitous rape scene in every one of your films.
I don't know what you're talking about, young lady.
Woman, actually, but how would you know? The women in your films are either sacrificial virgins or westernized tramps. Aren't you ashamed to be associated with such outdated crap?
That's it. I'm not staying here to be insulted. You are finished. You bitch. You and your two-passer radio station.
Time to kick off your shoes and make some tea. It's the Romance Show with Khalid the Smoothie.
What a lovely boy.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another few hours of love and sentimental meanderings, plus our brand new matrimonial phone-in. So if you are looking for a partner, tell us about it, in graphic terms. But first, let's kick off with an old weepy entitled I'm Leaving on a Three-Wheeled Bullock Cart. Sing along and remember.
How do we get out of this damn airport? And turn the radio off, it's making me feel sick. My own station is giving me heartburn. That's what that stupid girl Shanta has done to me.
There she is! Shanta, stop!
Shanta! Trying to sneak off, eh? You're fired.
I know, thanks. Bye.
Is that all you have to say for yourself?
Well, I could go on about journalistic integrity and our duty not to insult our listeners' intelligence. And I did this because I suddenly realised that because of free speech, one of my mates, your employee Maz, has been in hiding all day with no support. But, you know, I don't think you'd really...
You wait there, Shanta. I haven't finished with you yet. Hello, Ram Krishna here.
Mr. Krishna, it's Riz. Listen, we've been going crazy back here since Shanta's interview with What's-His-Face Thingy.
Oh, God. How many complaints?
Complaints? They love her. Hundreds of calls saying how brilliant she was, funny and bright and bold. Oh, and News at 10 want to use the footage, and the Mail want an in-depth interview with Shanta and you and...
Shanta, I've been thinking. Better. You were a little naughty not telling me how far you were taking this idea of mine to make Masala a little more, well, spicy. But you carried out my instructions after all, so who am I to get angry, hmm?
Mr. Krishna, I take back everything I've ever said about you, apart from the stuff about fascistic leanings, of course. You really do care about Masala FM the way I do, and I'm so...
Excuse me, Shanta. Yes?
Rez again. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. Maz rang. He's in hospital.
Time to kick off your shoes and make some tea. It's the Romance Show with Khalid the Smoothie. What a lovely boy.
So, Mrs. Bhaskar, you are the first person to call the Masala FM matrimonial hotline. Congratulations. Now, you are looking for a match for your son, I believe.
Yes, he is a very studious, homely type. He enjoys reading and composing religious melodies on his Casio organ.
No, bloody don't. I like Guns N' Roses, and I used to shop with Mum, as you well know.
I'm sorry, was that your...
Oh, that's nobody, just the radio. Another radio. Anyway, my son wants a clean, wifely sort of girl with a PhD.
Actually, Mum, I might be bisexual. I've never had the chance to sort of talk about it before.
Hi, Bhagwan. Is that good or bad news? What do you actually mean by sex?
It's when you put like...
Oh, hi, Ram!
Brilliant radio, man. Where's it gone? Nurse, I can't get a signal on my radio. Oh,
good job, too. You're disturbing the other patients. And no shouting or that nose won't set back properly. Now sit up, you've got visitors.
Oh, hang on a bow. No, fine. Come in. Come in.
Hi, you poor beta. Look at your nose. Oh, so brave you are.
Mass. Oh, God, Mass. What have those Safri thugs done to you? Oh,
it's just a broken nose. A few bruises. It's nothing, man.
Muzu, I just want to say my lawyer has advised me that your injuries are in no way connected with Deep and Crispy PLC or any of its subsidiary interests.
Hey, boss. I'm just another foot soldier in a battle for free speech. I wear my wounds with pride.
Oh, Maz, that was beautiful.
In that case, well done, son. Richard and Judy want an interview as soon as possible, so double well done. Come on, TG, let's leave our two rising stars alone.
I've got you all wrong, Maz. We really do want the same things, but we're just coming at them from different directions. Will you forgive me?
Hey. Nothing to forgive, Shanta. I'm a typical Leah, you know? I'll roar and forget.
I won't forget today. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, Maz.
Yes, yes, oh yes! Mazu, you have done it again.
Night, sister. Nurse. Thanks a lot.
Okay, dear. Anyway, this Mazzola guy, whoever, bed three, came to fill in his form. Uh-huh. Broken nose inflicted by a frozen chicken.
No!
Apparently was attacked by a little old lady who hit him around the head with her weekly
You're
shop.
You're kidding!
You lying, pathetic... Ghost, dear.
No, no, actually. I wanted to let you know, my friend in bed three, he's, Well, he's embarrassed, but he's got the most awful constipation. He didn't want to tell you, you know, men. But he's very uncomfortable. He's in great pain, in fact.
They're all the same. I'll organise a deep enema, don't worry. We'll say it's routine, saves face all round, eh?
Horoscopes with Masala FM. Stargazing.
Bad news, I can tell you. The world will fall out of your bottom. Oh, is it the other way round? In any case, here's the wind jingle in the damn competition.
Masala FM Asian Station. But anyone can listen.
Oh, yeah, Masala FM was written by Meera Sial and performed by that Sanjeev Bhaskar, Nitin Soni, Meera Sial and Nina Wadia. The music was by Nitin Soni and it was produced by that Liz Anstey. Chillin'.